They say something is out here waiting for them. Power's back. It's happening, Blade said. Huh. So what are they afraid of, Mergen? Shapeshifter's apprentice? That bitch from Juniper? She almost got one eye once already. How come I believed the little rat now, but hadn't when he'd told me? I had a momentary vision of One Eye puffing through the night with fanged death closing in. It was as solid as actual memory. I remember her. She was a real piece of work. Marin Shedd should have taken care of her when he had the chance. Evidently, she wants to get even with us for doing Shifter. She may be locked into the Four Valaka shape, too. Which would really piss anybody off, I guess. But if you was to ask my personal opinion, I think she's only an excuse. They want to stay where they are because otherwise they might have to leave something behind. Like what? I shrugged. They're Goblin in One Eye. They've had months to pilfer and profiteer. Tell me about Mogava. Now we got down to the grim stuff. Before the discussion ended, even Nasty Sindhu condemned the Gnar. I'll put an end to that. You want to take a message to Mogava? I looked over my shoulder. He couldn't be asking the guy behind me. There was nobody there. You shitting me? Not unless it's an order. And maybe not then. Mogava wants my head. Not to mention my heart and liver for breakfast. Crazy as he is right now, he might go after me with you standing right behind me. I'll get somebody else. Good idea. I'll go. Swan volunteered. Then him and Mather got into an argument about that. Evidently, Swan had something to prove to himself, and Cordy did not believe he needed to bother. Chapter 83. My status in camp changed sharply. Suddenly, I never was a prisoner. Never had been unfree to do whatever served the common good. Only problem was, my tent was cold. All I had left of Sara and the Nguyen Bao was the jade amulet Sara had taken from Hong Tre before we had carried the children out of the killing place. You done yet? Croker demanded, finding me seated in front of my tent, working on the standard. I showed him what I was doing. Good enough? Perfect! You ready? Ready as I'll ever get. I touched the jade amulet. She pretty special. Very special. I want to hear all about her people. Someday. We walked through the hills and down to the shore. A sizable boat was out on the lake already. Blade's soldiers had transported it over land after having failed to work it along the canal from the nearest river to the lake. Croker and I took up position on a prominent hummock.